Jimi Hendrix, on this day in 1966, Jimi Hendrix, that song came out, Hey Joe, 1966. I was so young then. Had a lot of fun, though, especially with Jimi Hendrix. So let's begin our Dan history before I introduce our guests. On this day, December the 16th, besides Jimi Hendrix throwing out that song, this is the Day of Reconciliation. It's a public holiday in South Africa. It's a very interesting holiday because it commemorates both an Afrikaner holiday and a revolutionary black holiday. This is a day, December 16th. This is their summertime there. So they have this holiday, then Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's Day. But for Afrikaners, the 16th of December commemorated what they call the Day of the Vow, the Day of the Covenant, or Dinigan's Day. It was the day they commemorate when the Afrikaners beat the Zulus at the Battle of Blood River in 1838. And that's still celebrated by some of the Boers, who are the Afrikaners, descendants of the Boers. On the other side, December 16th, is also the anniversary of the 1961 founding of Umkhonto we Sizwe, Spear of the Nation, which is the arm ring of the African National Congress. Now, we had a very intense and interesting show about Nelson Mandela last week with people from all over South Africa. And we're going to continue that coming in the beginning of the year because that country is going to be going through a lot of changes and moves over this next several years. We'll be following it. This is the day in 1773 that the Boston Tea Party, members of the Sons of Liberty, disguised themselves as Mohawk Indians and dumped hundreds of pounds of tea into the Boston Harbor to protest the Tea Act. What we don't talk about much is the role that Native people played in not in that particular act, but there were two that people were so enamored, some people, of the Native world that's why they clothed themselves as Native Americans, and after the Revolution, the grunts who came out of the army actually created the Order of Redmen. You still see them around. That's because they were enamored of the Native world. And some of them, and created this Order of Redmen, while their generals and colonels created their own group that was patterned after the patricians of Rome. This is the day in 1937 that Theodore Cole and Ralph Rowe attempted to escape the federal prison Alcatraz. Were never seen from again. Some people think they died. Others say maybe they didn't. This is the day in 1942 that Himmler, in the Nazi regime, ordered that all Romas, the gypsy people as we call them, but it's not really, they're called the Romas, to be exterminated and deported to death camps. This is a day in 1946. The first coin honoring an African-American was issued and designed by an African-American. It was a 50-cent piece which contained the bust of Booker T. Washington. On this day in 1971, Frank Zappa made the 200 Motels film, which was an insane film. If you haven't seen it, just check it out when you have just wanted a little insanity for an evening. You can watch that. This is the day in 1978 that Cleveland became the first major city to default on financial obligations. This is in the year 1979 on this day that Libya joined OPEC. Prices went up. America went into a gasoline panic. This is the day in 1998 that the Operation Desert Fox took place. The United States, United Kingdom in 1998 bombing Iraq. And on this day, Ludwig von Beethoven was born. We'll hear some of his music during the course of this 2 hours. The last piece of this we want to read today is in 1816. This is the day that William Cooper Nell was born. Who was William Cooper Nell? Many people don't know who William Cooper Nell was, but he was a black man born free in Boston. His father was an abolitionist leader who fought for black rights early in the 19th century and the late 1700s. He became a writer. He was known by many as the first black historian. He wrote books. He wrote books about the black American role in the American Revolution. He ended up being a good friend of William Lloyd Garrison's and wrote for The Liberator. He was the first black employee of the federal government in the 1870s. He never stopped fighting for rights. But interesting enough that he was an integrationist, so he split with people over the question. He thought that all movements to fight for the abolition of slavery should be interracial movements and not purely white or black movements. Though he did create black movements after Dred Scott's decision, thinking at that point that that only black folks in America could understand what this meant, and they had to begin to stand up. And he was a really fascinating character, a brilliant character in American history that we do not give enough credence to. And I think that when you think about William Lloyd Garrison and you think about some of the other great white abolitionists, Wendell Phillips and others, we don't realize that it was people like William Cooper Nell that actually fueled their intellectual and visual understanding of slavery. He changed their ideas. He was kind of pushing behind the movement. We always have the white faces out in front of the movement, but we don't have people like William Cooper Nell who played critical roles. He was a very interesting character. You should look him up. We'll have links to him on our website. Well, that's This Day in History, December 16th. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We start our conversation on Santa Claus, Jesus, white, black, really?